Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
CNN projects that Barack Obama will be reelected President of the United States. He will remain in the White House for another 4 years because we project he will carry the state of Ohio. By carrying Ohio, he wins re-election. The president of the United States defeats Mitt Romney in this at this time. Right now, we have made this projection, so the president wins this battle for the White House.
All right, so there we have the first item of business here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Wolf Blitzer. On the election night, announcing the president won re-election, the 2012 presidential election number one on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the top 10 talk radio items of the year. We're going to review them here. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the special year in review. In 1 hour, we'll count down from number 10 to number one, the talk radio topics of the year. I'll give them to you so you have them to digest. I'll go through them three or four times during the course of the hour to help you out with the help, I guess, of the big voiced announcer. I think the big voiced announcer is there. And so.
Number 10.
Count on him for number 10. And there we go. Hurricane Sandy is at the number 10 spot.
Number 9.
The Martin Zimmerman case, Trayvon Martin, et cetera, et cetera. Number 9.
Number 8.
Iran and their nuclear weapons ambitions.
Number 7.
Syria and their advancement when it comes to revolution, instability, et cetera, et cetera.
Number 6.
Rush Limbaugh and the slut controversy.
Number 5.
Number 5, the Broadwell scandal.
Number 4.
Number 4 are the shootings in Connecticut and Colorado.
Number 3.
The Supreme Court decision on Obamacare is number 3.
Number 2.
Fiscal cliff and the fiscal reality, fiscal situation.
That's number 1.
Number 1, the presidential election. So we'll be going through all of these things if you want to stand by or take notes or whatever. Actually, all of this is listed on the website, DougSteffen.com. So stand by for reality from this past year coming up in just a moment here on the countdown.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
When something terrible happens, we all want to make sure it never happens again. So we make new rules. But we often fail to look at the proposed solution through the lens of liberty. If we did, we would realize that such regulations threaten even more important principles. This maze of regulations saps our ability to run businesses, hire people, use our own property as we wish, or just earn a decent living to support our families. But it's not too late to recapture the freedom we all cherish. Let's work together with our neighbors to cut these regulations in half and become a watchdog generation that acts to defend individual responsibility, freedom, and opportunity, and to pass them on to the next generation.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Hi, I'm Mark Morial with the National Urban League, here to tell you about the Independent Foreclosure Review. This free program is monitored by federal bank regulators. It provides eligible homeowners with the opportunity to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. If an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedy. To learn more about this and other programs available to assist homeowners, give the Homeownership Preservation Foundation a call at 1-855-778-0855.
The year 2012 in review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, starting at number one. And from our affiliate WORD in Greenville, South Carolina, host Bob McLean talks about what he believed would happen after the election of President Obama.
Where do we go from here? Because it is what it is, okay? The election results, the Electoral College will meet, and then the results will be officially certified, as should be many of America's voters. They're certifiable as well. And it'll be in the books, and it'll be a done deal. We'll have four more years of Obama and statism and big government and socialist agenda and the whole nine yards that I've been railing about for the last 5 years. So now the American people say, yeah, yes, sir, that felt good. And please, sir, may I have another? There are a number of things now that are solidified. These are in concrete. Obamacare. Wait until this nightmare happens to the American health system, healthcare system. See how many doctors are strapping on parachutes and bailing out? So there is Obamacare, there is Tax-Mageddon, the combination of expiring pro-growth tax policies that put in under Bush from 01 to 03, the end of the once temporary payroll tax cut, and just a few of Obamacare's 18, count them, 18 new tax hikes. Tax-Mageddon will be the largest tax increase ever to hit Americans. That is, as in, ever. It's nearly $500 billion in 1 year, and it starts January 1st. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year from Bob McLean at WORD in Greenville, South Carolina. 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow the countdown at DougStephan.com as well. We're reviewing number one through number ten item, bits and pieces of some of the stories, but this being the number one, the biggest one, we'll probably spend the most amount of time in this hour on it. So let's move on to host Gene Mueller talking to the Wall Street Journal's Neil King about Congressman Paul Ryan's future, and even though he couldn't carry his home state, there's buzz he might be on the GOP ticket in 2016.
Paul Ryan on the ticket as VP doesn't help Romney carry the state. In fact, Ryan and Romney got smoked in Ryan's home county of Rock by 60% to 40%. But still, Paul Ryan's stock seems to still be on the rise. In fact, there's already buzz this morning on some internet blogs about Paul Ryan being top of the ticket in 2016. Where do you see him?
We're doing it. We're talking about 2016. You know, he's gonna be out there. He certainly commanded a lot of attention. He did well on the trail. He's certainly one of the leaders of his party now. There's no doubt about that. Who knows, you know, the fair bet on anything when it comes to 4 years out is that somebody that nobody's talking about now is most likely to be the nominee. Particularly, I think that may be the case on the Republican side. But, you know, he's in a good position. It's very hard to run from the House of Representatives. I think some of those problems cropped up even during the campaign, but he's a big presence in the Republican Party, no doubt about it.
The fiscal cliff approaches. Will that force these two parties to cooperate?
You know, it's going to have to. We're all in a lot of trouble. I mean, Obama, yeah, he ran a good campaign. In a way, his campaign was part of his governing for much of the last year. He's now got to turn strictly to governing. He's got to reach out to the other side, and the other side has to be able to reach back. And you know, there are some folks that are coming in next year, but that may be too late. We're going to have to see. It's going to be a spooky couple of months, I think.
800-510-8255. We're reviewing number one, the presidential election. That was the big talk topic, as you might expect, for the year 2012. Here are our hosts, John Curley, Dave Ross, and Tom Tangney, talking about all the pundits who predicted the big win for Romney.
Do you think these guys, if they get back, how does someone like Dick Morris ever show his face again in public.
or even
Karl Rove. I mean, honestly, why would you turn to somebody and ask their opinion when they were so completely and absolutely wrong?
Because they provide hope. It's an important thing. You want people desperately want to believe what they want to believe. There's a bunch of books. You must have read them, The Believing Brain. People believe what they believe before they have any facts, and they will massage the facts to fit their belief. Belief comes first and facts come second.
But aren't you disappointed? But listen, if you've sat there and you believe the guy, right, and then he goes on there and just is so completely dismissed by the facts, aren't you, next time he talks, aren't you going to be like, no, please, spare me?
No, I think
he's not an expert.
They'll say, well, the conspirators won again.
No, oh, those are that's the crazy guy sitting there in his underwear.
Did you read Donald Trump's tweets?
Oh, yes, and I think that Brian Williams was reading them out on the air.
He was.
Right.
I mean, I think we need to give Karl Rove his due, though, because he was the guy. The reason they put him on and give him such prominence on Fox, not only is because he's right-leaning, obviously, but he was a guy who stopped everybody dead in its tracks. When Florida was initially called for Gore, he was the guy who set out the flame and said, wait a minute! And
right.
So he has that on his record. He also says in 2004, the Bush campaign was actually distraught. They thought they'd lost to Kerry because of all those early exit polls. And he said, wait a minute, look at my numbers. So he actually has had two elections where he's correctly called it. I think Rove will get a pass. It's guys like Michael Barone who are like the Nate Silver for the right. He was predicting literally the opposite. Nate Silver had 313 for Obama, and he had 313 for Romney. He's the guy who's on the line, and it was sweet irony that you know who they brought on to blast Karl Rove back into his shell after the Ohio call?
Who?
Michael Barone came on and had all the numbers to prove that Rove was wrong.
Wait, aren't they at some point discredited? I mean, it's like the weatherman. You can get the weather wrong time and time again, and still people tune in to see what you say what's going to happen on the weekend.
There is always a market for affirmation of what you already believe.
All right, here is Dick Morris himself commentating or talking about on YouTube, basically an apology for his goof.
I thought Obama would be buried in a landslide. Instead, I've been in a bit of a mudslide on my face. And sorry about that. I was wrong. All of my analysis of the polling that suggested to me that the media polls were wrong and that, in fact, Obama would lose by a significant margin were all based on the assumption that they were wrong, the media was wrong, in saying that there would be the same high level of black, Latino, and young voter turnout in 2012 that there was in 08. Because there was not that level of turnout in 04, 06, or 10. And I figured that 08 was just an excrescence, a one-off kind of thing that would not last. And I was wrong, and the media polls were right. Black voters, who normally account for 11% of the vote, were 13% of yesterday's vote. Latinos, who are normally 8, were 10% of yesterday's vote. And voters under 30, who normally are 17% of the vote, were 19. So when you put the three of them together, you have a 5 to 6 point larger minority and young voter share than you had in normal years, and about the same as you had in 2008. And I think I always said that if we adopt their turnout assumptions, their numbers are right. Well, they turned out to be correct, and they turned out to be right.
800-510-8255. I thought it was interesting to look at Michael Peterman, who runs Vera Data, his analysis of the campaign. He says that both the president and Mitt Romney did a good job deploying analytics in their campaigns. He speculated, though, that Obama gave himself an edge by building his data team internally as opposed to Romney, who used outside consulting. Maybe that was the problem with Dick Morris as well. What you need to know about this past year on talk radio is the focus of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one was the presidential election for the year. Number two, troubles financially in the United States, government overspending, the economy flat, the cost of government, et cetera, et cetera. I have a few ideas, a few things that I'll bring for your consideration forth in this conversation. After we listen to Talk Host Andrew Gobiel talking to Congressman Chim Langvin about the letter that Langvin wrote to Speaker Boehner calling Congress back to Washington to work on all these negotiations.
Now, the letter that you wrote to Speaker Boehner, obviously calling for everybody to come back to get to work. Congressman, with all due respect, should this not be addressed to your colleagues across the aisle? I mean, it seems as if between the lines, he wants to get something done. It's the more conservative wing and the Republicans who don't want to get anything done up there. Is that a misreading of the situation?
No, that's pretty much accurate that the president has called for a shared sacrifice, bipartisan approach to resolving our fiscal challenges. It's the right approach, the right thing to do. In fact, the president and the speaker, as I point out in the letter that I sent to the speaker, where I urged the speaker to call the Congress back into session, get this issue resolved, is that the President and the Speaker are only $200 billion apart on the additional revenue side, and they're only $200 billion apart on additional budget cuts that would need to be achieved to have this balanced approach to dealing with the nation's fiscal challenges. So we need to roll up our sleeves, get to work, and get this done. And I find it unbelievable that the Speaker is not going to call the Congress back into session. That's the reason I wrote the letter to him.
Congressman, obviously you're not in the Republican caucus, but do you think his speakership is at risk right now?
Well, it's unclear. It certainly doesn't look like he's in a strong position, and that's why I believe the Speaker is bowing to the wishes of this very conservative element within the Republican Party, mainly the Tea Party caucus within the Republican Party, and that's unfortunate. Right now, the Speaker could bring a bill to the floor that I believe would get enough Republican votes, along with Democrats, if it's the shared sacrifice approach that I've been talking about, and we could get this passed right now. We don't have to let the nation go over the fiscal cliff and deal with our fiscal challenges down the road. We should do it now. It's within our reach.
So why is he not doing it, Congressman?
Because he can't. He will not bring a bill to the floor, apparently, that doesn't have a majority of the majority, as they coined the term, that a majority of the Republicans, he wants the Republicans to have a majority of their majority within the Republican caucus that would vote for whatever approach that we would bring up on the House floor if he'll bring a proposal up. It's Washington politics at its worst, in my opinion, and I believe that the Speaker needs to show real leadership, and we need to bring a shared sacrifice bill to the floor.
All right, this is Democratic Congressman Jim Langevin of Rhode Island on the fiscal situation. Host Deborah Feinstein and Mark Lewis talking to John Bresnahan from Politico.com about the state of these negotiations.
What's the latest there on negotiations?
There are no negotiations right now. Everybody's just standing around waiting for the other guy to make the first move. The president is on his way back from Hawaii. Hopefully he'll get back in town and try and jumpstart anything. And the Senate is in, but we don't know if the House is going to be in at all this week.
If we do go over the cliff, so many different things would happen, as we mentioned. What do you think is number one? Would it be our taxes or would it be something else?
Well, on the Bush-era tax cuts expire on January 1st, so that's a big problem, especially the alternative minimum tax, the AMT as it's known. That with that expiring, the what's called the patch on that, you could have millions of more Americans exposed to the alternative minimum tax, the AMT, than are supposed to be, than Congress intended it to when they instituted this law in the first place. The IRS has warned, because of the AMT patch expiring, that you could see 80 to 100 million Americans would have to wait until March to even file their returns. So that's a big deal.
Supreme Court decision on Obamacare is number three. We'll get to that next here on the annual review of the Hot Hits and Talk Radio.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Your thyroid gland is the master of your metabolism. It plays a big role in regulating how the body uses and stores energy from the food you eat. Since the thyroid gland releases hormones that affect most bodily organs, production of too much or too little hormone can harm your health. It's estimated that 300 million people worldwide have a thyroid dysfunction, yet nearly half are unaware. The most common thyroid disorder is hypothyroidism, an underactive thyroid. That's when the body lacks enough thyroid hormone. Symptoms appear slowly, like fatigue, weakness, weight gain, hair loss, muscle cramps, constipation, and depression. Some people are more likely to develop thyroid problems. For instance, it occurs more often in adults over 60 and women, and it tends to run in families. If you think you're at risk, learn more at www.hormone.org/thyroid_conditions.cfm.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plan.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants.
So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Here, continuing second half hour of this review of the top 10 stories from talkers.com for the year 2012. We spent a lot of time, we'll spend most of our time on the heavy ones, that is starting at number one through probably get to the conversation about the theater slayings and the massacre in Newtown, and those are the most important ones. Trying to present all sides of these stories from a conversational point of view, following talk radio and some of talk television on the left and the right. At number one, you know, it's the election. Number two, the fiscal realities of our country, the troubles there. Number three, the decision by the Supreme Court on Obamacare. We're at that discussion right now. So let's go back to June. Here's host Brian Moline talking to some of his callers about their concerns after the Supreme Court announced their decision to uphold the health care plan.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Well, actually, I take that back. This is probably one of the bleakest mornings I've woken up to in the last 3 years. I don't know if the people really understand what just happened, so let me frame it a little bit. You can be guaranteed that this will take this nation probably another 25% to 30% further in debt in the next 4 years. On top of that, all the other spending programs that this administration is well known for are going to continue. And at the end of the day, everybody out there is going to see their taxes skyrocket because you become nothing more than a subject slave to government, these taxation. So they're going to allow you to work for them, but it's going to be harder and harder and harder to get ahead.
Don in Champaign. Good morning, Don.
Well, remember today. Definitely remember today. Everybody remembers the day the music died, right? I think it's the day the U.S. died. Get ready for unemployment to go up to about 10%, I believe, if not more. I went from believing into the good old USA to the not-so-good USA. I'm embarrassed to be part of this country anymore.
All right, Don. Well, thanks for sharing those thoughts. I don't know why you'd be, you know, embarrassed to be part of this country. It's just it's part of it. You know, things get enacted that we don't agree with, and you can voice your opinion at the ballot box. Certainly, the folks who put this into law, most of them are up for election. U.S. House elections this fall, presidential election this fall. Lots of ways you can voice your opinion. Tyler is on the line. Good morning, Tyler.
I'm self-employed and
I'm a single parent calling in from Rantoul, and I make roughly right around $1,600 a month. After I pay my taxes, it's down to, we'll say, 12 to 13. Then I pay my rent, which is $550, which puts me down to $650 to $700 bucks. $150 for my car payment for a 99. That puts us down to $500. Car insurance is $100. That puts me down to $400. Pay my utilities. That's just for gas, water, and electric is $250 bucks. That leaves me with $150. Then I have to pay for child care, and I'm lucky enough to get help from state, but still, that's $50 bucks. So now I'm down to $100 to $200. That's to put food on my table, put clothes on my kids' back, and put gas in my vehicle to get back and forth to work. There's no way that I can afford another $150 for health insurance. I'm 27. I'm in decent, healthy condition. You know, somebody that has a pre-existing condition that's on a fixed income can't get health insurance. Does anybody else see this?
Pretty compelling conversation. Brian Moline talking with a few of his callers on the decision to uphold Obamacare. That's number three. Interesting that Republican support for John Roberts appears to have gone down the tubes following the ruling to uphold the health care law. In September of 2005, Roberts, who's a Bush Jr. appointee, enjoyed a 67% approval rating among Republicans. Let's see here. Now, looking back over the year, his approval rating dropped to 24%. He also appears to have an uptick in support among Democrats. No surprise there. Let's see. Here's a conversation on a talk radio program hosted by Vic McCarthy from the end of June, right after the announcement of the upholding of Obamacare. McCarthy talks to political analyst Jack McHugh about the reasoning behind the decision.
First of all, your gut reaction to everything that's happened.
Well, you know, the real question before the court was, does a constitution restricting government to limited and enumerated powers actually mean anything? Or are we subject to the largely unconstrained whims of temporary majorities elected to Congress?
Yeah.
And, Vic, it's hard for me to read this decision as anything but the latter. The only constraints on federal power now appear to be political, not legal. And for Americans, this means the world has changed, because up until now there were legal constraints on government, and now it's all politics. Beyond that, you know, what does this mean for you, for me and you and for all of us? Well, one of the things it probably means is that employer-provided insurance is dead. For political reasons, the penalty that the law imposes on employers who don't provide employee insurance is much less than the cost of the insurance. So it will make sense for employers to just drop their insurance. And what that means is that most of us are going to have to go to a government exchange, insurance exchange, to get our coverage. And of course, we'll have to, or we'll be subject to a tax.
You're fine.
Well, the way that's going to work is you're going to kind of the state will create an exchange, or if a state doesn't, the feds will create one in that state. You will contact that exchange. There'll be an 800 number, and you'll have a limited number, a limited selection of government-approved insurance policies, all of which are pretty much Cadillac policies. There's four different levels, I believe, but even the base level is a Cadillac with just has fewer options than the top of the line. These will be very costly because of coverage mandates that all of them must include. In fact, they'll be so costly that most people won't be able to afford them, which means that you'll get a subsidy from the government. When you go to that exchange, it will go to an IRS database. It'll look up what your income is, and on that basis, determine how large of a subsidy you'll get.
800-510-8255. I'm watching the Twitter board on this, back and forth from a fellow named Jeff. Let's see. There's a Victoria. It's interesting. Actually, I'm looking at the board for our affiliate KWAM in Memphis, where they're reviewing the top stories with Earl Farrell and the back and forth here about, I guess what you'd expect. People are not happy about this, but yet it's like the election. It didn't turn out the way everybody thought it was going to turn out, and people are ticked off about it. Now, let's finish our conversation about the decision on Obamacare by listening to host Charlie Parker, who had financial consultant Kyle Harrington on his program to talk about the hidden expenses that you will now have to face with Obamacare.
Your medical plan's facing an unexpected expense. Well, actually expected, but just kind of hidden. So you probably are, too. It's the $63 per head fee to cushion the cost of covering people with pre-existing conditions under Obamacare. I'm guessing this is, I remember when Obamacare was being discussed and Nancy Pelosi made the statement, well, we got to get this thing passed so we can find out what's in it to get past the fog. I'm guessing this is one of those things.
Yeah, this is one of those things. It's funny you bring that up because I was thinking of the exact comment that she had made, just pass it, we'll figure out, well, you know, the details.
Later, yeah.
On. Yeah, yeah. Well, guess what? It's later on, and it's 2013 coming up here. It's $63 per person in additional cost to cover people with pre-existing conditions. My suspicion is that the employer will pass this cost along on to the people that, you know, are going to want to be covered under the medical plan. I will tell you that I think that the employer itself will find that it will have to pick up some of these costs, and I'll tell you how it what it'll affect. There's a domino effect here. I know that the current administration doesn't really, in my opinion, they've never been in private practice, so they don't understand, you know, revenues minus expenses. But let me explain this: is that the unemployment rate, in my opinion, in 2013 will actually go up. And the reason why that is because people, employers, companies across the United States who are struggling to remain solvent, struggling to grow their revenue stream in a marketplace that is contracted significantly, when they see these additional expenses, they're going to have to manage those expenses, and they will be laying off people in order to do so. That's my personal opinion. We've done some studies on this at Harrington Capital. And managing both the expense side of the income statement and revenue side is what you do in private practice. We just haven't figured that out given the fact that we have a $16 trillion deficit. All we want to do is raise taxes rather than look at entitlement programs that we need to cut.
800-510-8255. Okay, so that takes care of our number three item. We're going to get to number four, which is the Petraeus Broadwell scandal. That discussion up next here on The Countdown.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every flooring stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end-of-year clearance. Get unheard-of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first-quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now, so get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
When something terrible happens, we all want to make sure it never happens again. So we make new rules. But we often fail to look at the proposed solution through the lens of liberty. If we did, we would realize that such regulations threaten even more important principles. This maze of regulations saps our ability to run businesses, hire people, use our own property as we wish, or just earn a decent living to support our families. But it's not too late to recapture the freedom we all cherish. Let's work together with our neighbors to cut these regulations in half and become a watchdog generation that acts to defend individual responsibility, freedom, and opportunity, and to pass them on to the next generation.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Kriebel Foundation.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Mark Morial with the National Urban League, here to tell you about the Independent Foreclosure Review. This free program is monitored by federal bank regulators. It provides eligible homeowners with the opportunity to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. If an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedy. To learn more about this and other programs available to assist homeowners, give the Homeownership Preservation Foundation a call at 1-855-778-0855.
Okay, next on the countdown, the Petraeus Broadwell scandal. Interesting to hear this particular interview now, or a piece of it, given that it happened last year. Bob Rivers and Spike O'Neill on their program talked to Paula Broadwell, who at the time had just released the biography about Petraeus. Here they talk about how she got involved writing the book in the first place.
Why would General Petraeus let a reporter really be embedded and really tell his story? But you're not a reporter so much as you are a fellow West Point grad, and you're a comrade in a sense.
I think that was a big part of the reason we had such rapport. I had gone to West Point. We shared this love of running and fitness, and I had spent the 2 years prior to his trip to Afghanistan following him and working with him on my dissertation. So my dissertation was a case study in how an individual in the military, a maverick, can galvanize institutional change, and I had been working with him and his family and research.
How he can lead, basically.
How he can lead change, exactly. Lead. Yeah. And really, the book is more than just a biography of Petraeus. It's a portrait of strategic leadership for anyone who wants to take their organization to the next level.
That's me.
All right. Well, have you read it?
Yeah. Not yet. No, I'm not going to lie to you. You'll beat the crap out of me.
Well, this is your book, dude. This is your book.
All right. So, and I love this kind of stuff, and I can see that in you. Now, you also, if I got the sense of this right, you didn't come out and say it, but you tricked him because it was obvious. The dissertation, and it's like, okay, we'll do a dissertation is like a speech, right?
A dissertation is a 400-page theoretically oriented, pedantic sort of product.
It's like a speech.
It's like, yeah. And then at one point you went, I might make a book. And
he didn't. He said he didn't get that email. Truly, I showed up in Afghanistan. I told him I'm turning this dissertation into a book. He'd been very supportive, but he works with a lot of young students and older students, graduate students, and so forth. So he didn't quite realize, partly because he's running a war, that I was pretty serious about turning it into a book. But when I got to Afghanistan and I sent him an email from the border of Pakistan, which showed my strange sense of adventure, I sent him a note and said, I'm having a great time. We just got shot at. This is awesome. And I say that from a point of view of I'm really experiencing war, like the troopers, and now I can write about it in a way that's more credible and compelling and so forth. And he said to his staff, I think we need to take her seriously. She's sharing hardship and risk with our troopers. And so that took me to another level.
We'll get to being shot at in a second. But first, if he had pictured the book in all its glory on the New York Times bestseller list, do you think you would have got as much access, or do you think that it would have been exactly the same?
Well, I think he's surprised to see it hit the...
Okay, good. And, that's great.
And part of it's, you know, the subject. He's an American hero, and he appeals to the left and the right. Yeah. But the other part of it, I think, is that an insider wrote it, and so I have this unique perspective, and he's happy as a semi-mentor of mine to, you know, he's excited that I've...
You guys are clearly come off as partners.
Yes, they certainly did. All right, we finish it off in a moment here. Stand by for the rest of the year on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So let's review again sort of where we are here on the countdown. Spent most of the time in the hour on number one, which is the presidential election. These are the results of the Talkers.com survey and an analysis of the charts for talk radio, news talk radio for the year 2012. So the election, you can imagine, easy. That's number one. The fiscal realities and our problems there, number two, fairly easy to figure that one out. Number three, it gets a little dicey, the Supreme Court decision on Obamacare. That was back and forth. Interesting that the Petraeus-Broadwell scandal is in sort of, it was a toss-up between that being number four and number five. I think number four appropriately are the shooting conversations, what happened at Newtown, what happened in Aurora. So we're going to spend the rest of the hour listening to some of your calls, how we do the calls on this program. We take some of your calls live when we're on the air. Some we take and record and play back later, and some we take from stations that we're monitoring. So these are all callers, a couple after Aurora, a couple after Newtown. Here's Robert in Alabama, who thinks that since we trade and sell weapons all over the world, it ought to be no surprise that these violent shootings take place here.
I'm 75 years old. I predicted 20-some years ago that when people go out in the United States, you're going to have to wear bulletproof suits. They would put on bulletproof suits instead of pants. They would have helmets to protect them from the debris that's falling from the sky. The suits will protect them from the guns, bullets that are flying. You have some crazy people in this country. We make, there's more bullets made in this country than there is anywhere in the world. And let's just face it, Peter. Now, in this country, there are some of the most incorrigible people came from Europe. They've gotten wealthy off selling weapons. And they have sold these weapons all over the world. And I'm sorry to hear that. I live in this country. And I see a lot of people who are now they're crying about their young ones. But look what has happened to our bullets and guns and bombs over the world, killed pregnant women, little children. And now it's chickens are coming home to roost. We can't help this. We're spreading bombs and weapons all over the world. So now it's time to stop. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I hate that for my young grandchildren who have to live in a country such as this is most violent in the world, because some of the most violent people in the world are right here in these United States.
Amen to that, brother. All right, let's get to Wesley, who's a California caller, also a veteran. He thinks the NRA has way too much power and control over Congress.
Down tomorrow, I'll be 72 years old, and I've been retired from the Marine Corps after 20 years. Retired as a master sergeant 32 years ago. I've never owned a weapon since I've been out of the Marine Corps. There's no reason that a person needs machine guns, automatic weapons, 3 or 4 Glocks and all that kind of garbage walking around the streets. The NRA has the Congress and Senate by the throat, and until these people vote, these people that go along with the NRA out of office, we're going to have a trouble, these troubles for a long time to come.
All right, let's get to a couple of callers after the Newtown incident in Connecticut. For example, Nancy in Michigan said she was getting rid of her guns.
I think it's everybody's role in the United States to get rid of, I'm getting rid of my guns. My husband was a police officer, and he is tasked, and I am getting rid of all of his guns. I don't have the need for them. I think it's up to every individual. How has this affected all of us? It should be government. I think we should all work together to try our best to prevent this from ever happening again. My choice personally is to get rid of all of the handguns and all of the weapons that were my husband's. It's not, the guns aren't something to, for me to pass down to the next generation. They're not needed. So it is my role, it is your role, and it's the government's role.
All right. Well, a lot of people would disagree with you that they are necessary, maybe necessary if the government gets out of control. That remains to be seen, and the debate will continue on that, I'm sure. So those are the top five. We've reviewed with audio the top five. Let me go through the top 10 again with you. Hurricane Sandy and its aftermath at 10. The Zimmerman-Martin case, number 9. Number 8, the situation with Iran. Number 7, the Syrian situation. Number 6, the Rush Limbaugh controversy. Number 5, the Petraeus-Broadwell scandal. Number 4, gun control discussions and the shootings in the various communities in our country. Number 3, the Supreme Court decision on Obamacare. Number 2, the fiscal situation, which we continue to grapple with, taxes, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, where's your money going? And number 1, the results of the presidential election. Barack Obama's number 1 on the people list, as you might imagine. So that's it. Doug Steffen here. Thanks for your attention to our review of the Top Talk Radio Talk.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.